This episode of the Global Assembly comes from Rashmi Dixon, the Early Years Coordinator at Wellington College International, Pune. She began her teaching journey over 15 years ago and moved from India to Taiwan, where she taught in a variety of early year settings, including the British Council. Her international experience shaped her holistic and inclusive approach to early childhood education. 5 years ago, Rashmi joined Wellington College Tianjin, China, as a reception teacher and then a Year 3 class teacher, where she soon took on the additional role of ed tech lead for the junior school. She was instrumental in integrating technology into the curriculum in meaningful and age-appropriate ways, championing digital citizenship and creative digital learning across the key stages. Her passion lies in nurturing curiosity, promoting creativity, and fostering independence in children. She firmly believes in the power of lifelong learning and is constantly seeking innovative ways to grow professionally and support her team. 2 years ago, Rashmi returned to India and joined Wellington College International Pune as a founding teacher. Last year, she stepped into the role of early years coordinator, where she leads with empathy, strategic insight, and a deep commitment to excellence in early years education. She lives in Pune with her twin daughters, who are as globally minded as she is. Outside the classroom, Rashmi enjoys reading, traveling, and learning languages. I'm AJ Stark-Ordish, chaplain at Wellington College and Wellington College Prep, and I'm delighted to hear from Rashmi as she talks about valuing diversity, the heart of a global community.
Hello, my name is Rashmi Dixon, and I'm the Early Years Coordinator at Wellington College International, Pune. Today, I want to speak to you about something that touches every one of us every single day. That something is diversity. The reality that no two people in this world are exactly alike. Diversity can mean many things. Our cultures, languages, beliefs, traditions, personalities, and perspectives. And the world we live in today is more diverse than it has ever been. People are traveling, learning, working, and living in places far from where they were born. Families, classrooms, and communities are more multicultural, more mixed, and more connected than ever before. In Pune, we're proud to have pupils from over 30 different nationalities. That means we don't just talk about global diversity, we live it every day. I'd like to share a little bit about my journey with you. I was born in India, but I didn't grow up in just one place. I became an exchange student at the age of 9, and then I had the privilege of moving between countries. By the time I was 17 years old, I had lived in over 9 different countries. Each move brought challenges, but also powerful lessons. I began to learn that there's more than one way to speak, to think, to celebrate, and to learn. Later, I lived and taught in Taiwan, the United States, and China. I made friends who didn't speak the same language as me, but somehow we found ways to laugh, to share, to understand each other. I even learned how to speak Mandarin, and now I can speak 6 languages, something I never set out to do. It happened because of the people I met and the connections I wanted to build. Today, I'm back in India after 15 years with my twin daughters, who are American by passport, born in Taiwan, raised in China, and are now growing up here in Pune. People often ask me, "Where are you from?" And I still find it hard to answer this simple question, because I'm not just from one place. I'm from everywhere. I'm from many. And I'm still becoming. So, how do we thrive in such a diverse world? We thrive when we stay curious about one another, ask respectful questions about different customs and ideas, listen to understand and not just to reply, celebrate what makes us different instead of being afraid of it. And most importantly, when we remember that at our core, we all want the same things, to be seen, heard, and valued. When we do this, or even some of this, something amazing happens. We grow. We become better teammates, better problem solvers, and better friends. We become the kind of people who can succeed anywhere in the world with anyone by our side. We are already building the skills of intercultural awareness, the ability to see things from different perspectives, to listen and connect, and to lead with empathy. And this isn't just a nice idea. It matters. It matters now when you're solving group problems in class or working on a team project. This will continue to matter in the future when you're out in the world collaborating with people from all walks of life. I see seeds of this every day now. A child offering a snack to a friend who's never tasted it before. Children building homes in the block corner with Korean roofs, Indian doors, and African gardens. Or a four-year-old telling me, "My friend's name is special. It comes from her grandma's village in a different country." These small moments shape big futures. So I want to leave you with a question today that I hope stays with you. What's one thing you will learn from someone who's different from you, and how will you let it shape you?